Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Yes, back again, as always, joined by my faithful sidekick.
Ho ho!
He is the Robin to my Batman.
I am your Tonto to your Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Who else could you be? The Pinky to my Brain.
To your Perky.
No, because Pinky and Perky aren't sidekicks. They're equal stature.
I'm your little chitty face.
Little chitty face. Because you make my heart go boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom boom boom. Now, that's a reference that so few of our listeners will get.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Do you know, Doctor, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
There you go.
It's Peter Sellers, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it is. No, I'm Conrad.
Yes, obviously. Because if you were Peter Sellers, you'd be going, brains.
Who's the other, what?
Who's the other person on that song?
It's a woman, isn't it?
Is it Sophia Loren?
I think it is, actually.
If I dredge that out, is it Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren? One of us can search while we're talking.
I'm painting.
You're painting? What are you painting?
I'm painting black dragons. Grr.
Black dragons. All relic knights.
Yes.
All right. I've got a feeling that amongst our local community, relic knights is going to die a death.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't play it, then it's not going to...
Well, the people who were playing it have been playing Wrath of Kings, and they prefer Wrath of Kings a lot more.
That'd be Mark, then.
Yeah. So, I feel that Relic Knights may...
Yeah, but then how often do you play... How often do you play Fistful of Kung Fu?
But they're different. They're different, though.
Yes, because of the model. It's not. Yeah. It's not a set of models as such, is it?
Yeah, and I played a new. This isn't what we were going to talk about at all, but I played a new one last week.
You played the gods one, didn't you?
Yeah, of gods and mortals.
And what were you playing?
It was supposed to be me versus Dwayne. It actually turned out to be Rebecca versus Dwayne, and I was occasionally allowed to move a model under Rebecca's direction. But we played Greeks.
Okay.
So we had... Yes, I knew as soon as I said that that's what was going to happen. We had Ares as our god. Shut it.
That's background music. It's mood music, isn't it?
Yes, Zorba.
You had Ares, yeah?
So we had Ares, and then our heroes, we had Odysseus, a Medusa, and... Oh, who else did we have? Oh, Achilles.
Did he have feet problems?
He is invulnerable. Unless he's playing against a god or he rolls a one when he's defending.
That's him tripping over, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we had a couple of units of... We had a unit of Argonauts and a unit of Spartans.
So did you use the company's figures as such for this?
No. Dwayne had it all. He was playing Celts, by the way. He was Curinus, the horned god.
Yeah, they appeal to me in that game.
So what happened is Dwayne has had the rules and figures for it all a while now.
Yeah.
And has painted them absolutely beautifully. They're absolutely gorgeous paint jobs. And he has little scrolls on the bases that tell you who each of them is.
Yep.
That he's hand-painted on. I a level of skill that I just looked at and I just went, oh, my God, I wish I could.
You can.
And he's painted them up, and he hasn't had anyone to play it against. And I said to him, "Oh, I'll give you a game because you know what I'm like. I'm up for any new sort of game." And so we went down on Thursday. We went to play it, and Rebecca came with us as she normally does on a Thursday, because we go out for dinner beforehand. And it was absolutely brilliant.
You enjoyed it then, yeah?
Oh, massively. It was lots and lots of fun.
So what appealed to you?
Well, it's the similar mechanics to Fistful of Kung Fu. It's written by the same guy.
Yeah.
So it's a risk versus reward scenario when you're activating your units. You basically can roll up to 3 dice for your unit, and each unit has a sort of an activation stat, which is its quality. So the quality of a god is 2. Mm-hmm. The quality of my infantry was 4. For each die you roll that is a 4 or more, say that, you know, if your quality is 4, you get to do one action with them, and that can be move, fight, pray to the gods, you know, all that sort of stuff. And if you roll one or more failures, then your opponent can do what's called a reaction move, which basically means that they can do one action with one unit that hasn't sort of reacted this turn.
Yep.
But if you roll 2 or more failures, then your turn is over. Done. Even if you've still got units left still to activate. So we had a turn where our very first unit that we activated was one of our units of troops. So it had a quality score of 4, and we rolled a 2 and a 3 on 2 dice.
So does that mean essentially the other player has got carte blanche if he rolls his dice accordingly?
Yeah, so that effectively, that we started our turn, we rolled 2 dice, we got a 2 and a 3, it was now our opponent's turn.
And he managed to roll a dice, and
and
it was fine.
So he then rolls the dice.
If he fails as well.
Yep.
All right.
But what it means is, so you're thinking, am I going to risk, you know, I've got a lot to do with this particular unit, but I need to roll 4s or more. Am I going to roll 2 dice? Am I going to roll 1 dice? Am I going to roll 3 dice?
Yep. I like that idea.
It's the same mechanism that Fistful of Kung Fu use. Now, because of the different scales of it, because you've got sort of little mini units,
yep,
as it were, the combat results are far simplified from Fistful of Kung Fu. In Fistful of Kung Fu, you can knock people to the ground, or you can put them in headlocks and, you know, stun them and things. In this, it's you die.
No, it's got to be said in a... You die.
You die.
Game over.
And it was a massive amount of fun. So, Dwayne is notorious for rolling badly on his dice. So his horned god, Kurinos, would come charging into, you know, aha, look, there's only 5 Argonauts. I'll go and take them out.
But don't wait,
and then he would just bounce off the Argonauts. And if your god dies, because obviously your god is your most powerful model, if he dies, if you've got mortal units left, they can pray to have him come back, and then he'll reappear. So it was a lot of fun.
So
we just played a sort of straight up killing game, but there's various scenarios and things in it.
Which god won?
Ares won.
You see, there is a lot of scope for. I mean, you can use. I can't remember who the company that makes the miniatures that support that game. You can buy their miniature.
North Star, it is.
Some of them they're a bit hit and miss. Some of those minis.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, for instance, you could go and buy the Godslayer Greeky looking figures to have a little as a unit, and they're lovely.
We were talking about that. You know that Cyclops you love.
Yeah.
We were talking about him and whether you could, you know, use him. And I'm going, yeah, of course you could. That should be a useful use for Godslayer figures.
Well, this is it. I mean, the little Greek figures as well. They're sort of they would make great Argonaut figures.
Yep.
So yep. I think there's
no. It's awesome. So I'm going to do Greeks myself. I do think that it might work better at 15mm.
Oh really? Why?
Because then you can use 28mm models for your gods.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you've got a bit more scope for
Because finding 54 mil figures,
yep,
is not easy. Or you have to use, you know, big 28 mil figures.
So they're, what factions have they got in there at the moment?
So in the rule book, you get Celts, Greeks, Norse, and
Egyptians. Yep. There's only four pantheons there. I've just got the book out.
And then you've got online, there are three other pantheons.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that.
Yes. They're free downloads, so they're in the shared Dropbox, our shared Dropbox folder. There's Japanese.
Don't tell Spoons about that.
Too late. I already did, and he's already been getting overexcited about it. Pre-Islamic Arab. So you can have jinns and people on magic carpets and things. Mm-hmm. And who's the other one? Oh, Incas.
I quite like the Norse ones, because for obvious reasons. And some of their figures are quite nice. And then you can mix and match.
Yep.
I quite like the idea of the Egyptian one as well, because you could go and look at War Gods of Egyptus and use those figures.
That's what I would do. The problem that I've got with the Egyptians at the moment is finding a suitable god figure.
Well, they appear to have... They've got a picture of one in the book, so I'm guessing they must have one. It doesn't look that bad a sculpt. Don't know who that is. Anubis, possibly.
Hmm.
Giant crocodile. Great mummy. Giant scorpion. So anyway, there you go. So that was Osprey's War Games. Osprey War Games of Gods and Mortals.
Yeah, so...
what we were going to talk about.
It wasn't at all, but it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a tenner for, you know, it's a tenner for the book or something like that. It's the same sort of price as the other Osprey rules. We've talked a lot on the show before about our love for Fistful of Kung Fu. Mm. I've got a game of that on Wednesday where Spoons is going to come over and we're going to play some games of it, because we haven't played it for a little while and we both do really like it.
And what is the... what's the scenario? What's happening?
Oh, well, I don't know, but I'm probably going to use my new Batman... my new Batman figures. I've got a penguin crew that I put together. Not actually to play Batman with,
yeah,
but to play Fistful of Kung Fu. But I like the figures. I think we'll probably try out those.
Will you be doing dilly 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 every few minutes?
Probably. Quite probably. but yeah, so that wasn't what we were supposed to be talking about at all. But while we're diverted,
mm-hmm,
might as well talk about, you know, and small skirmish games. Open Combat Kickstarter.
Dun, 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 dun.
So,
with three or four updates out already by Cole.
Yeah, again, everyone who's listened to this show knows that we're big, big fans of Open Combat. Even though you haven't played it yet, no. Well, we should just rectify that.
Yes.
It's a great game. Massive amount of scope for, you know, just using figures that you like the use of, put them in a warband, play a game. I've got my monstrous infantry warband, which is about four or five big monster guys that just go at people.
Do you know, I was listening to the episode on Monday, which is actually when we're recording this, where we were talking about hobby blockage,
yeah,
and I'm still thinking about that fire giant for use in open combat once I find it.
I love open combat, I really do. But and Carl's original plan, and I think he talked about it when he came on the show, was that he was going to have It was going to be digital only for a good while.
Seems to be not a good while anymore.
No. So he basically did some more sums, and there were more and more people asking him for physical product. And he came up with a Kickstarter for it that's running at the moment. Now, he's looking for $5,000, and so far he's made just... So far it's at just over $4,000 with 193 backers to get a rule book into print. Now, I think one of the issues is that everything is so, it's so cheap.
Yep. I think that probably surprised him a bit as well.
Yeah. To get a full-colour 60-page open combat rule book is a 15 quid pledge.
Now, is there options for getting digital as well?
Yep. If you pledge £22, you can get the rule book and the PDF.
Oh, I need to change my pledge then.
It's absolutely...
Because
I mean,
from an update perspective, I think having the PDF would be better.
Yep. It has good... And his stretch goals... He's been very, very sensible, I think, about how he set up the Kickstarter, because it's not promising the earth. It's let's get this into print. So it's 5,000 to get it funded. And then there are stretch goals. So at £6,000, it gets upgraded to a hardback. And then at £6,750, you get colour end papers, so you can get you can put pictures on the thing. £7,500, they increase again the quality of the cover. And then as they get towards the sort of the £10,000 mark, there are things like official open combat dice. If he gets out to something like £12,000 or £15,000, which the way it's going, it could do. It has expanded scenario rules and extra content getting into the rule book. So it's absolutely stonking. The level of feedback that he's doing on the Kickstarter is awesome. Him and Gav Thorpe are both participating in the comments. So if you want to get up close and personal and talk to the authors,
then
doing the Kickstarter is great.
Yeah.
And it is an awesome set of... I mean, it really is an awesome set of rules for, you know, if you're into small little skirmish games and you want to just play things. I mean, who was it last week? Oh, it was Dave Bartley last week was asking whether he could use his Mordheim figures. You know, is there enough figures in a Mordheim warband to play open combat?
Yes, there is.
And yeah, there is. I mean... I think my biggest warband has been 9 models so far. So, and you can do, of course, as we said before, you can do any archetype you want. I mean, it's just, if you want to have things hitting each other with swords, then open combat is just a brilliant, brilliant set of rules.
So back it now.
Yes. So go back. Back it. It's lovely. Right.
Well, after wanting to talk about one thing, perhaps we should stop and go away and record about that thing now.
Oh, okay. I was just going to do a shout out for another Kickstarter as well.
Oh, go on.
Kickstarters.
What is it?
I wanted to congratulate the Raygun and Starbuck crew. Yeah, on getting funded, which is outstandingly good. Funded by £27.
But still funded.
And they recorded this weekend.
Woohoo.
They went into the studio and they recorded the episodes this weekend. So I'm so chuffed that they got funded.
I thought it was going to be touch and go for a bit, but
I thought it was going to be touch and go as well. But I'm really pleased, and massive shout outs to Dom, who is Ray Gunn, and who put us in touch with Holly about getting it sorted. So congratulations to all of them.
Hurrah!
And hopefully we'll get Holly on the show again to talk about it and talk other sci-fi-y stuff. But actually, that also wasn't... There was a another Kickstarter that I wanted to talk about.
Not who you're going to call.
No. Well, we could talk about that one, but I dropped out of that one.
Oh, good. Well, not good, but good. Because you're meant to not be doing things like that.
No, no. My board game money has so far gone to three different Kickstarters this year. It started off in Conan, and then it went from Conan into Ghostbusters. But now it's in Thunderbirds.
Are they go?
They are go. 132,000 of a £20,000 goal.
FAB?
Yep.
Now, what is this? Because I've just ignored it.
Right, so there is a Thunderbirds board game, okay, that they're putting together. It's by Modiphus. But more importantly, it's written by Matt Leacock. Matt Leacock wrote Pandemic.
Oh, okay.
So
original
he's got
Pandemic,
some.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has got some serious credentials. And it's a Thunderbird board game, and you know you get little Thunderbirds in it, and you get to rescue, you know, do international rescues and stuff.
So is this going to be essentially a licensed product as well?
Is it? No, it's an officially licensed 50th anniversary product.
I might have to go and have a look at it then.
So you get a Thunderbird 2, and it comes with like a mole and Thunderbird 4 and everything that go inside it, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, the what you get.
Hopefully you don't get a full size Thunderbird at any point, because that...
No, unfortunately not.
I don't think I've got the space in the house for one.
No?
No. Though I have got planning permission for the collapsing swimming pool and palm trees.
Okay. Whatever. That job.
Yeah, I need to get a job first. So.
So they're chuntering along. You're getting a lot of models. You're getting a lot of expansions to the games. The way that the Kickstarter is designed is that you get, when you unlock certain stretch goals, it's effectively another expansion for the game, and all the pieces go together. So they're currently heading towards the second part of expansion 3, which is epic level play. So now you can improve your characters as you complete missions, so your Thunderbirds get better and things. And then expansion 4 is playing as the Hood.
Of course, everyone wants to do that, though.
So that's a good one. It's 1 to 4 players.
Cooperative?
Yes, 45 to 60 minutes.
So it kind of drops into that potential family... game type experience,
that we talked about, on episode 200. So, I think it looks very, very cool.
I might have to go and have a look at it.
I would. I don't think that you... Dang it. So, here's the blurb. So, in Thunderbirds, you and your friends take on the role of international rescue. Your arch nemesis, the Hood, is threatening to trigger terrible disasters around the world in an effort to learn your secrets. If you can foil his scheme while completing your missions, then you and your fellow players will win the game.
See, why did he ever want to do that, you know? Why couldn't he just let them get
he
on
had
with
a,
it.
He had a bad childhood. And anyway, also his eyebrows.
Yeah. Potentially lost his hair early on in life as well. Could have been like follically challenged and bullied.
Could have been. So you get to play as different characters. So you could be Scott Tracy or Lady Penelope or, you know, the best one, which is Virgil.
I'd be Lady Penelope.
You can also go to Matt Leacock's website and you can actually see how the game works. Where as he amends the Google Docs version, there's a link to...
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
The Google Docs, so you can see how the game works.
How much longer has that got for
to go? It's a few weeks.
And I'm guessing it's funded already, is it?
Yeah, 27 days to go. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of stuff, I think, for that. So, I think that's pretty cool.
FAB.
Yeah. So, anyway, there we go. That wasn't what we were supposed to be talking about at all.
No, it wasn't.
But until we get to what we're supposed to be talking about, I've been Mike.
And I haven't been Mike.
No, he hasn't. Bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily or via email foolsdaily@outlook.com.